朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
孩子们晚上爸爸叫妈妈叫你做功课，你说我很累了，我不 想做了。我们现在还有这个权利在那里发牢骚，在那里埋怨。以前的奴隶，你没有资格讲话。
But in those days as slaves, you cannot even utter a word.
主人叫你三天三夜不睡觉做事情，你都不能睡觉。
The master says you got to work day and night for the next 3 days. You can't sleep.
他可以打你，可以伤害你，可以强暴你。
He can beat you. He can bring harm to you.
完全没有自由的。
And you have absolutely no freedom.
所以要从奴隶的身份被释放，对他们来说是大事情。
And to be set free from this identity of a slave is a big thing.
我们去年去希腊的时候，希腊有很多这种大的什么神庙啊，他们这个太阳神 Apollo 的这种神庙。
And last year we had an opportunity to go to Greece, and we see a lot of these temples, a temple for the gods.
有时候我们经过一个地方，我们下来看的时候，他那个神庙前面有一大堆的那个，已经都是几千年了哈，在墙上铺了很多小字。
And when we came across this one temple.We see on the building itself, there were carved in a lot of letters.
他们告诉我们说，这些刻的字呢，都是人的名字，都是奴隶被释放了以后，他们到庙里面来这个奉献，然后他们名字被刻在这个墙上，他们从此脱离奴隶的这个身份。
And the names on these walls are those slaves who've been set free, and they come to the temple to carve their names on the walls to know that they have been set free from being slaves.
他们为什么能够脱离奴隶的身份呢？
And how could they be set free from that position? And the ancient Greeks, they often go out with, to wars. These slaves are purchased and bought in various countries.
所以当他们这个征兵打仗的时候，他们就把这些奴隶送去打仗。
And when they are in times of war, they would gather these slaves and send them forth to fight.
那些在战场上建功的，好像特别功劳的回来的时候，主人都很忙的，就出钱就把他们给放了。
And those who come back and with valor and they've done well, then the owners are very proud of them and would purchase, pay for the price of slavery and send them.
所以他们就到这个庙里面付了一些钱以后，这个人就名字可以刻上去，从此以后没有任何人可以抓他当做奴隶了。
And since that day, as long as the price has been paid, this, the name of this person is carved on this temple, and no one can enslave that person anymore.
今天我们没有一个人有任何的功劳，因为任何的功劳，所以被基督释放。
And there's nothing that we've done on our own.The cost Christ says,
and
entirely of His grace.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Son of God has set us free, that we are free indeed.
没有一个权柄可以再来强制我。
No other authority can hold you.
罪恶、肉体、世界都不行。
But the sin, the world, and the flesh no longer.
因为世界已经钉十字架了。
Because the world has been crucified.
肉体已经钉十字架了。
The flesh has been crucified.
我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
I am crucified with Christ.
今天活着的乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life that I now live is Christ living in me.
不管客观的地位上，没有人再能够辖制我们。
And objectively, this world, no one can hold me hostage.
在主观上，没有一件事情可以再来辖制我们。
Subjectively speaking, no one can hold me
hostage. 神儿子的生命让我们在一切的事情上得胜有余。
Because the life of Christ has caused me to overcome in all things.
所以我们底下看见这个圣灵今天来，他要带领我们进入这个自由。
So the Holy Spirit came to set.To bring us into this true freedom.
在我们讲这个以前，我们一定要提醒弟兄姊妹，我们今天被基督释放，这是大事情。
Now I want to say to brothers and sisters, the fact that we've been set free by Christ is a big thing.
我们不需要被仇敌随便践踏、随便伤害了。
We shouldn't be under the feet of Satan of our enemies anymore.
他叫你犯罪，我们就犯罪。弟兄姊妹，我们不需要再过这样子的生活。
He comes to tempt you and tells you to sin, and you go and sin. You don't need to live that way anymore.
他控告我们，我们就软弱了。我们不需要再过这样子的生活。
He tells you you are weak. You no longer need to live that.So Paul says, stand firm.
然后说不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
And no longer be under the bondage of slavery.
我知道在座很多弟兄姊妹，我们都失败过。
I know many brothers and sisters we all fail.
可能是甚至是很严重的罪。
And perhaps sins are very severe.
可能是很多年的捆绑。
And perhaps many years we are bound.
可能是非常大的伤害。
Perhaps it's brought us great harm.
基督释放了我们，我们要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Christ has set us free, so stand firm and no longer be under the yoke of slavery.
和肉体常常有回头的力量。
But the enemy and this flesh oftentimes returns with some strength.
我上次讲过十世纪十一章里面有一个故事，就讲到。亚门人隔了300年，为了叫以色列百姓把这块地还给他们。
And in the book of Judges, there was a one event that the people of Haman came back and told the people of Israel to return the land unto them. But he asked them,
今天胜不过你被你得胜。
Today they can't overcome you, you have beaten them.
但是他从来没有放弃的。
But they have never let go.
等到神百姓软弱的时候，他们又回来要。
When the people of God was weak, they came back and they wanted their land back.
亚扪人对他们说，你们现在好好的把这块地归还给我。
So the Ammonite says that today now give this land back to us.
以色列百姓吓坏了，那时候还好神兴起了耶和华。
And the people of God was was fearful, and thank God the Lord rose up a judge.
好，能够把他们从这个亚扪人的恐吓底下释放出来。
And they subdue their enemies.
因为这边重建会回城。
And the enemy will come back.
耶利哥可以被重建。
The Jericho, the city Jericho can be rebuilt.
但是这些事情都会带来重组伤害。
But these things will all bring back harm.
所以如果你从酒的里面被神释放出来。
So if you've been set free from getting drunk,
你千万不要以为你绝对不会再失败。
Do not think that I will never stumble on that again.
我相信你举的那个例子。
I gave an example last time.
当他在重新喝所谓寂寞太久的时候，他就掉回去了。
When he started drinking, what he called the Timothy principle in drinking, he fell back into drinking again.
如果过去我们曾经交过一些坏的朋友
，and time passed, you had some.Not so good friends.
今天除非是主的爱，你为着福音的缘故你回去。
Unless it's by the love of God for the sake of the gospel, the Lord calls you to return.
你们真的是谨慎，要带着主的力量回去，不然你不要随便回到从前。
And you are alert, you know that the Lord is with you. Do not casually walk back in that same environment.
你要把这帮人从底下拉到上面来很难，从上面人要把你拖下来很容易的。
To pull someone who's below you up to where you are is very, very hard, but it's so easy.It's not much to drag you down.
我们看到多少的人原来从这个错误失败里面被救出来。
We see a lot of people who've been delivered out of the errors of their ways.
因为松懈，因为轻视，不小心又回去了。
Okay, because they're loose, they despise the danger that is behind things, they fall back into that sin.
包括个人，我就已经不是好几个这个在赌博上出不来的。
And me personally, as ministers to so many people who are trapped by gambling.
有很多人都是十年、二十年，甚至一生到现在都还没出来。
Many people, tens, decades, 20 years of their lives, even today, they are not free.
每次输光的时候，他们后悔的不得了，打自己啊，哭啊，认罪。
Every time they lose everything, they beat themselves, they weep, and they repent.
但是当那个瘾一出来的时候，他们的脚步又向着那里去了。
But when that addiction is flared up again, they could walk toward that place again.
结果不是光是为了年轻人说，为了大人都要说这件事情。
And I'm not saying this just to the young people, I'm saying to everyone in the room.
仇敌肉体永远有回头的力量。
The enemy, the flesh, always has a strength to
hold on. He
will never let us go.
他从来 never give up.
He will never give up.
直到把我们打倒为止。
Until you fall.
所以我们要在主的面前谨守警醒。
So we need to be alert before the Lord.
基督已经释放了我们。
Christ has set us free.
叫我们得以自由。
That we are free.
所以要站立得稳。
So therefore stand firm.
不要再被奴仆的耳下。
No longer be under the yoke of slavery.
知道你我过去的辖制是什么。
You know what you and I have been bound by for
some past.
But we ask the Lord to help us.
这是你来。
The Holy Spirit came.
带领我们进到这个自由。
But He wants to lead us into this freedom.
你来。
The Holy Spirit came.
帮助我们进入这个自由。
To help us enter into this freedom.
你的圣灵来，他带领我们进入一切的实际。
And the Spirit of truth leads us into all truth.
那它不再是一个理论。
It's not just a principle.
它不再是一个理想跟盼望。
It's not just a thought, just a hope.
哦，不再只是一个祷告。
It's not just a prayer.
它变成实际。
But it becomes reality.
我们的生活了。
It becomes our lives.
变成我们的见证。
It becomes our testimony.
主应许我们。
The Lord promised that we would have life and have it more abundantly. That we would have this absolute freedom in the Spirit.
This is me, this is
me. This is you and I have it.
This is
within our kids.
Do not allow the enemy to
enter into our heart. So we pray the Holy Spirit came to help us.
That
not
our own
strength, that we want to get free on our own.
洪水像个大水一样来
了。The Holy Spirit comes like a flood.
带着我们过自由的生活。
To lead you into this life.
放下自己的挣扎和努力。
Let go of your struggling and your efforts.
来转向主。
Turn to the Lord.
有什么样？今天我们太多捆绑，太多的受压，太多的死沉。
Brothers, we are bound by so many things. We're bound by death.
不应该有的。
They should not exist.
但是我们需要不甘心有。
That we need to have the heart to say, I don't want these
you feel like you're helpless, you just receive it, you will continue in
that path. You
need to have this heart. I'm not willing. Because Christ already set me free. Christ has already paid the price. It's already been dealt with on the cross.
人家叫他做什么，他们就下定要命去做，他自己辜负了他得到的自由。
If these slaves that's already been purchased and set free, and they still be led by those who take them into captive, they've forgotten that they've been set free.
自己写在墙上，他是自由的人。Their
names has already been written on the wall. They are free.
我们的自由是更大的自由。
Our freedom is bigger than this freedom.
可是你来,
the Holy Spirit came.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
特别这件事情太重要了，我们今天一定要好好读它。
Brothers, the Spirit is so important. Put in your hearts.
我们大家一起来看，我们从第十六节就开始看。
Verse 16. Start with verse 16.
他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时出去了。下一节。 主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。好，再往下读。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。那就是我不晓得大家的心灵里面怎么样哈，究竟你自己灵里面怎么样？
And I don't know if in your own personal experience you find that there's freedom in your spirit.
在我们个人灵修的时候,
in your personal devotion.
在我们聚会的时候,
and while you are in meetings.
而今天早上后面大家灵很自由，都很舒服哈。
This morning our spirits are free. You feel that it's actually very comfortable.
我们觉得属灵上好像洗了一个澡一样。
And we feel that we took a bath.
在神的同在里面，在我们十分敬拜的里面，我们好像遇见神一样。
但是这个词不是每一次聚会我们都会这样子。但是不是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够这样子。但是每一个地方的聚会我们都能够
in these jams and we drive real slow.
And all your shit. Very, very good. 那有一些人急性子受不了了，就是每一句他要祈祷一下，先跳几个字。
Some people who are a little more quick tempered, they're a little more hyper, so they're ahead of everyone else in their words.
我每次坐在那里我都很难过。
So I sit there and I feel terrible.
那弟兄姊妹，我们灵修的时候去或者是我常常觉得灵里面不见得是。
A lot of time in our devotions and our needs, we find that our spirits were not really free.
我们会用很多形容词来形容，我们觉得干。我们觉得死，我们觉得沉，我们觉得没有火。
And we feel that we're dry, we're heavy, we're dead, there's no fire.
但弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，神所应许给我们的是一个自由的。
But the scripture tells us that what God has given us is something that is free.
那我们要注意到，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
请大家注意哈。这个自由不是人工做得出来的。
This freedom is not something that can be manufactured by man.
是因为主的灵在这里，所以这里有自由。
There's freedom here because the spirit of the Lord is here.
Rick Warren 说过，这个冲浪的那个浪不是人做出来的。
Rick Warren says that these waves that crashes to the shore is not made by man.
圣灵做的时候，我们随流而上。
The Holy Spirit works, and you just follow the current.
我们做不出这个浪来。
You cannot manufacture that wave.
就是说。所以我们要第一件事情要知道的，这是圣灵的工作。
And the very first thing we need to know is that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们为了聚会，我们需要祷告。
But for the sake of our meetings, we need to pray.
你再好的讲员，再好的上帝的，再好的传习的人，没有用。
No matter how wonderful the pastor, the speaker may be, the worship leader, the worship team, it doesn't matter.
如果圣灵不工作，圣灵不祝福，没有用。
If the Holy Spirit doesn't work, the Holy Spirit doesn't bless, it's useless.
因为主的灵在那里，所以那里有自由。
It's because the Spirit of the Lord is there, therefore there's freedom there.
这是非常重要的事情。
This is something that's very important.
好，那我们既然说的主的灵在那里，所以我们就会死，是因为主的灵不来了。
So we said, okay, the Spirit of the Lord is there, and we feel dead, because the Spirit of the Lord is not there.
怪我们呢？
那 how can you blame us?
弟兄姊妹，
And whether the Spirit of the Lord shows up or not, yes, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. But there's some that, there's something more to that. God did not tell us to come passively and just don't have to wait on God.
Like
you're sitting there waiting for a bus to show up. If the bus doesn't show up, I can't do
anything.
If the Lord is 9:30, you didn't show up yet, then I'll just leave here. And the scripture, when it talks about waiting on God, it always says waiting on and not waiting for. And I'm not here, it's passive waiting for him to show up. My heart, my spirit, my passion, my mind is waiting on him for him to show up.
Waiting on God.
Waiting on God. With a longing that we desire as a parent. We're asking him. And by promise we say, Lord, come. By promise we enter into his presence. The very first thing we ought to see, our thirst and our hunger for him is very important.
Since
the Lord is that spirit, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. What did I say before that? Do you remember what I said earlier? Whenever one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Why is it that we cannot sense the Spirit of the Lord? Why is it that we cannot feel the move of the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Spirit? There's a critical point here, is that there's a veil that exists. So we know that Paul wrote these words because the Israelites have the laws that hindered them from seeing Christ. But if we apply these verses to our meetings, to our devotion times, to our families, we discover that there are things that are hindering us from seeing God. Let's talk about the three precious things that happens when this veil is taken away.
When
the veil is taken away, your spirit is set free. You discover the Spirit of God is here. So the very first thing, your spirit is free. Secondly, when this veil is taken away, this covering is taken away. And with open faces, we just behold the glory of God. We can meet God face to face and enjoy His presence. So these three results
are very important.
When the veil is taken away, when we are free, with unveiled faces, we may behold the glory of the Lord in His presence. And thirdly, we experience the power of the Holy Spirit that we're transformed into His life and His
image. Glory upon glory.
But from glory to glory.
But
this is something that wonderful glory. And every time you come and draw near to the Lord, this is something the Holy Spirit wants to do. What caused you not to lay hold of these things? Because the veil still exists. But this veil talks about a covering. Talks about a separation. So wherever this veil exists, you can't see God. So when this veil exists, you can't sense the moving of the Spirit. So we want to ask, brothers and sisters, what is this veil for you and for me? What is this veil for your family?
我们小组聚会或者整个教会，我们的
What does this veil for your small group or church as a whole?
什么东西拦阻了圣灵这样子侍奉的工作在我们中间？
What is hindering you or us from having this liberty and this freedom of worshiping the Spirit?
什么东西让我们嘴巴说出你同在，但是我们没有真正经历到主的同在？
What causes to say, oh Lord, we know your presence is here, but we don't sense his presence?
保罗说我们是看见主的荣光了。
And Paul says, we behold his glory.
是敞着脸
open faces, unveiled faces, open faces.
我们可以看见主人
，We can see the Lord，
然后我们可以荣上加荣，被改变成为主的形状。
From glory to glory, we may be transformed to His image。
我们经历圣灵改变的大能
，We experience the transforming power of the Holy Spirit。
三件事情这么重要的就是
，Three things are they great, important？
都集中在一个关键上，我们的心是不是转向主
？They all focus on the fact that your heart turns to the Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹，票子要出去的关键在于我们要心要转向主。
But the criticality of removing this veil is that your heart has to turn to God。
那我怕大家迷糊了哈，我现在其实已经讲了三个关键的事情。
I hope no one's lost. I talk about three critical things here。
我先讲到帕子拉掉的三个福分。
And I talk about the three blessings that come from removing this veil。
灵里自由，敞着脸前装酒，享受主同在，然后我们被圣灵改变。
Your spirit is free. You see the Lord with unveiled faces, and you're transformed by the Lord。
为了有这三个福分。
For these three blessings。
前提是什么
？What is the requirement？
帕子要除掉
，The veil has to be removed。
因为帕子在就有遮蔽，帕子在就有隔绝。
As long as the veil exists, there's a covering, there's a separation。
为了要把帕子除去，它的前提是什么
？And in order to take away the veil, what do you need to do？
我们的心要转向主。
Your heart has to turn to the Lord。
讲清楚了吗
？Are you clear now？
而且说几时转向主
？So whenever your heart turns to the Lord，
帕子几时就除去了
？Then the veil is removed。
Whenever， 弟兄姊妹，我们一起说 whenever。
Say it together， whenever
的时候。
Whenever，
我们的心转向主。
Whenever your heart turns to the Lord，
它就出去了。
Veils removed。
弟兄姊妹，这是圣灵今天在我们身上要做一件大的工作。
This is the work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives。
不要再被奴仆的恶辖制了。
No longer be under the yoke of slavery。
叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Lord has caused us to be free, and we're free indeed。
圣灵来。带我们进入这个自由。
Holy Spirit came to lead us into that freedom.
就是面对你讲到灵里面完全的自由。
This is what it's talking about, this true freedom.
就是让我们个人灵修的时候能够更自由，自由到一个地步，我们可以举手，我们可以拍手，这种我们可以在面前欢乐跳。
And I pray that whenever we have our devotion with God, we can come and lift up our hands, we may clap our hands, even dance before our God.
我说我从来不在弟兄姊妹面前跳舞，但是我私底下敢在神面前跳舞。
And I said, I oftentimes I don't dance in front of you, but privately I dance before my God.
弟兄姊妹，为你们举手，在神面前我们可以癫狂。
Holding, being reserved before you, but I may be crazy before God.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵充满我们，真的很自由。你举手是很自然的事情。
It's very, very natural. When we're free before God, we lift our hands.
我们了解为什么有些教会说有人举手就是灵恩派，有人举手叫感受教会。
We're confused. Some churches say when you lift your hands, you're charismatic, and you got to be cast out of the church.
给你自由，你胜过耶稣，你是等不住手的，心胸怎么胜就敞开的。
Your spirit is free. You just want to grab Jesus. You open up your hands. You open up your hearts to Him.
这是灵里面的自由。
And you're opening your spirit.
我们生活上也完全自由。
And you're lying. You discover that you're
completely free. 保罗说：“我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。”
Paul says, "My hand will strengthen me. I can do all things."
就是没有一件事情是我们不能做的。
Not a thing. Are we We can do all things.
因为为十五章第五节 ，apart from me, you can do nothing. 离了我，你们就不能做什么。
John 15 says, "Apart from me, you cannot do anything."
阿门。
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
越阿门越深了。
And the more amen that you say, the deeper you go.
越阿门越深了。
And the more amen you say, the deeper you go.
越老我就越离不开主。
And the older I get, the more I feel that I can't be separated from the Lord.
原来我说我越爱主，我就越觉得我离不开他。
Forgive me for saying, the more I love Him, the more I discover that I can't be separated from Him.
另外一面来说，我会觉得我越不离开他，是表示我越属灵。
And on the other hand, I can say, the more I know that I can't be separated from Him,
the more
spiritual
I am.
And because I really discover how powerless and how corrupt I am.
是另外一方面。
Again, on the other hand,
保罗告诉我们
，Paul says,
靠着那加给我力量
，My hand strengthens me
through Christ,
through Christ,
through Him, Japan, I can do all things.
I can do all things.
另外一件事情不行的。
Not a thing.
我哪里？他说我知道怎样储卑贱，知道怎样储丰富。
So he knows that I know how to be a base and I know how to be in abundance.
或饱足，或饥饿，或缺乏，谁是谁在？
我
在你面前。
I'm full, whether I'm hungry, whether I'm lacking, whether I'm in full.I know to be content.
随时随在，不管在哪里，不管什么样子的处境，我都感到这个理解。
No matter where I am, no matter what encounter that I'm facing, I understand the secret.
靠着那加给我力量
，I am the strength to
make my stones
into all
things. 朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印。邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。